Hi, sports fans. This is Papa Romeo with your KBMF Sports Report. The Montana Tech Ortiger football team, ranked fifth nationally in the ANAI ranks, had a bye this week but will take a 4-0 record into Dillon on Saturday, where they will play Montana Western at Vigilante Field. The Ortigers are coming off a 64-14 rout of Eastern Oregon last week, a game that led to Tech quarterback Quinn McQuarrie earning his second National NAIA Player of the Week award. Montana Tech's volleyball team won its fifth straight match Thursday, taking down the MSU Northern Lights in straight sets. The Ortigers are 12-5 on the season and 5-0 in Frontier Conference play. Tech has won 12 of its last 13 sets in a row. Montana Tech returns home next Friday when the Diggers host the University of Providence at 7 p.m. in the Hyper Complex. Montana Tech student athletes are participating in the annual Walk to School program on Wednesday. Every elementary school in Butte has designated meeting points for students to walk to or be dropped off at. Montana Tech student athletes will be in uniform at each location to walk students to school. A walking school bus will pick up children at each location on the way to their respective schools. Maps, times, and meeting points are on the Montana Tech Athletics webpage at godiggers.com. In high school football action, Butte High suffered a heartbreaking homecoming defeat Friday night as the Bulldogs were nipped 56-53 in double overtime by the Billings West Golden Bears. West quarterback DeMarcus Carr ran the ball in from 10 yards out to end the game, the highest scoring one in the football history shared by the two schools. Carr's scoring run came after Butte junior kicker Trevin Roth booted a 22-yard field goal to put Butte up 53-50. Butte quarterback Tommy Malott, also a sophomore, scored on an 11-yard run before running in the two-point PAT to send the game into the extra overtime. Malott passed for 321 yards and three touchdowns. He ran for a pair of scores as well, and two of the touchdown passes went to Cash Kelly, while another went to Quinn Sullivan, all youngsters there on the Butte High squad. Butte High fell to 2-4 on the season and is home again next Friday against Billings Senior. The Maroons of Butte Central lost their second straight game Friday night, as the Frenchtown Bronx scored four unanswered touchdowns in the second half to claim a 35-14 home victory. Central got its scores on a 37-yard run by sophomore quarterback Cade Holter and a 5-yard dive by senior Ryan Moudry. However, the Maroons lost Holter for part of the game and possibly longer as he suffered an apparent concussion on Friday. Butte Central, which fell to 3-2 on the season, will look for their first Southwestern A conference win of the season Friday night against Hamilton at Montana Tech's Bob Green Field. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. In prep golf news, Butte's Tricia Joyce is an all-stater for the third straight year as the Maroon junior placed fourth at the two-day Class A state tournament, which concluded Saturday in Sydney. In upcoming sports action, on Tuesday, Butte High will be at Great Falls to play some volleyball at about 7 o'clock, and Montana Tech will be at the Lewis and Clark State Invitational in Idaho. On Thursday, Butte High and Butte Central will both run at Helena at the 7-on-7 meet at 12:30 p.m. in Helena, and CMR will play at Butte High in prep volleyball action. As well, Dillon will play at Butte Central at the Mac Center at 7 p.m. On Friday, Senior will be at Butte High in prep football, and Hamilton will be at Butte Central, while Skyview will be at Butte High in prep soccer, with the boys playing at 3 and the girls playing at 5 p.m. That's at Jeremy Bullock Fields by Margaret Larry School. In college volleyball, the University of Providence will be at Montana Tech at 7 p.m. Busy today on Saturday, as Montana Tech will be at Montana Western, and Portland State will be at Montana State, while Montana will be at Idaho State. Prep volleyball action, Butte Central will be at Hamilton, and Butte High soccer teams will host Billings West at 11 a.m. for the boys and 1 p.m. for the girls. This has been Papa Romeo with your KBMF Sports Report. Thanks for listening.